Dear friends, there are some times when we read Scripture that it is so beautiful and it speaks to us very much. And I think that this gospel today is one of those cases. On this third Sunday of Easter, we recount the gospel gives us the account of Jesus' third appearance to his apostles. And this account takes place, this encounter between the risen Lord and his apostles takes place on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. And this is one of the most beautiful and rich narratives in the Gospel of St. John. Where are Peter? Peter and six other disciples, they're in the boat about 100 yards offshore, and they're fishing at night. They fish all night and they catch nothing. Now, this should sound familiar to us, okay? They're fishing all night, they catch nothing. And the risen Jesus goes in search of them. He searches out. Again, these are the apostles. They have just witnessed the crucifixion of our Lord. And so the risen Lord goes out in search of his apostles, his most intimate followers, to encourage them about the mission that he still has in store for them. And so Jesus passes by. He speaks to them. And he asks them, "Have you caught anything to eat?" He comes close to his apostles, right? These apostles who have spent countless hours with him. He has taught them. He has preached to them. He has eaten and drank with them. His apostles, with whom he has spent so much time, Jesus comes close to them and they don't even recognize that he is there. They don't realize that he's there. How often, this is for us, how often is Jesus also near us? Jesus even is sometimes, many times, in us in grace. Yet we live in such a human way and may not recognize that Jesus is present there. The risen Lord goes in search of them. And he goes in search of us. And when he goes and searches for them, he searches for them in similar circumstances, right? When they were first called. If you remember, at the very beginning of the gospel, before, when Jesus first meets these same men, where are they? They're fishing all night. And Jesus says, "Cast your nets over the boat and lower your nets for a catch. Cast into the deep." And they pull a great number of fish into the boat so that the boat is in danger of sinking. And Jesus says, "From now on, you will not be simply fishermen. You will be fishers of men." And so this is when he names them apostles and he sends them out for their mission. So that's why Jesus searches them out in similar circumstances. He asks if they have caught anything to eat, and he commands them again to cast their net over the right side of the boat. And they were not able to pull the nets in for the great number of fish. And at this point, they recognize it's Jesus. At this point, they recognize it's the Lord who's speaking to them. As soon as they realize that it's Jesus, two things happen, two little details. And to this, I'd like to draw your attention to this morning. The first thing, the disciple whom Jesus loved, okay? Whenever the gospel refers to the disciple whom Jesus loved, or the beloved disciple, we're referring to St. John. St. John is the author of this gospel. The beloved disciple, it's St. John, is the one that says, "It is the Lord. It is the Lord." It's significant that it's the disciple whom Jesus loved. He's the one that recognizes Jesus, because it's love that allows him to recognize him. The young disciple, St. John, he's the one who sits next to Jesus at the Last Supper. He's the only one, the only apostle that stood next to our Lord and his Blessed Mother during the crucifixion. He's the only one that did not abandon the Lord in his time of greatest need. This young apostle had a deep and firm and manly affection for Jesus. Because he loved Jesus with great purity and great tenderness in his heart that was never corrupted. It's because he loves the Lord that he's able to recognize him and cry out, "It is the Lord." The second detail is that when Peter hears John say this, okay? So the beloved disciple, he's the one that recognizes the Lord. But who is Peter? Peter, imagine, Peter's the one that denied Jesus. Peter's the one that said, that at the greatest time, that at the Lord's greatest time of need, said, "I don't know him. I'm not one of his. I've never seen him." It's Peter is the one that hears John say, "It is the Lord." And what does St. Peter do? St. Peter tucks in his garments because he's fishing, he's working, right? So he puts his clothes back on and he jumps into the sea. Peter here symbolizes faith, whereas John is love. Peter is faith. Peter is not able, the reason he's faith is because faith, what is that? Faith is believing without seeing, okay? So when we believe in God. We believe in his grace. We believe in the Eucharist. We believe in his gift of grace and redemption to us, even though we can't see him. Faith is believing without seeing. And so Peter, even though he couldn't see Jesus, because of the great distance or because of the darkness, they're fishing at night, he believes the words of John. "It is the Lord." He believes that it is the Lord. And full of marvelous daring, this is what I love, full of marvelous daring, not letting anything stand between him and the Lord, he jumps into the sea. Again, they're 100 yards off, 100 yards out into the sea. He jumps into the sea and swims to Jesus. This imagery speaks of faith. He's willing to jump into the sea and swim to Jesus because he knows that the risen Lord is waiting for him on the shore. Friends, with a love like John's and a faith like Peter's, what is there that can stop us? This is the love and the faith that we all desire, that we should desire. To love Jesus with the love that John loved him. And to believe with the faith, with the faith that Saint Peter had, that caused him to abandon everything else and to jump into the sea and to swim to Jesus. So to love Jesus as John, to believe in Jesus as Peter. There's an old adage that says we cannot love what we do not know. And so how do we come to know Jesus? How do we come to believe in Jesus and love Jesus as the apostles did? We cannot, it's just like in any relationship. In a relationship, you know, we wouldn't get married to someone that we didn't know, right? We get to know them, we date them, right? We come to love them. We grow in love of them. And it's just like any vocation to the priesthood or religious life. One must know the Lord in order to love him and in order to say yes to him. And so, friends, during this Easter season, During this Easter season, we are given a wonderful opportunity to encounter the risen Jesus. And this takes place primarily in prayer. If we want the love that St. John had, and if we want the faith that St. Peter had, we should be encouraged to come to know Jesus and to love him, especially in prayer, especially in Eucharistic adoration. By reading his word in the scripture, coming to know Jesus, not just words about Jesus, but coming to know Jesus himself. And know that he wants to get to know you as well. He wants to have this relationship with you. That's the only reason that St. John was able to recognize our Lord and Peter was able to jump into the sea, is because they knew Jesus and they loved him. And so we ask that we may have that same love and that same faith. But that first comes, we must spend time with him. Before the apostles ever got to know him, before they were able to give up their lives for him, they knew him because they spent much time with him. And so let us make that our priority, perhaps, in this Easter season. Let us make this our priority, that we may spend time each day in prayer. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes. But just as we wouldn't let a day pass by without spending some amount of time with our loved ones, with our spouse, with our children. So let us not let one day go past that we don't spend at least a few moments getting to know the Lord, so that we may love the Lord, so that we may more firmly believe in the Lord, and so that we may also recognize Jesus when he is in our midst, just as he was in the midst of the apostles, and with St. John, exclaim when we recognize him, "It is the Lord." Amen.